Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Welcome to Wayne on the Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. That's why our show is growing so fast, because I am, in fact, raw and unfiltered. It's not a joke, it's not a name, it's not a brand, it's the truth. And it is becoming painfully clear that the election was stolen. Painfully clear. I went over this yesterday's show. So many times in my life I've come up against people who were cheating, lying, stealing from me. And if I accused them of something, I always was interested in their reaction. And when they had a ridiculous overreaction and a nuclear meltdown, or they were just suspiciously acting strange in response, I knew they were guilty. And it's the same exact thing with the election. What are they so scared of when it comes to the audit in Arizona? What makes Democrats so scared to death that they can't allow the audit to go on? That they've got to stop it. They've got to put roadblocks in front of it. And they can't allow us to talk about a stolen reaction. What makes them so scared? And the answer is they're scared because they know the election was stolen. Any idiot knows the election was stolen. I don't need to go through the litany of reasons. How about just, I'm a gambler, and on the night of the election, after about three quarters the states were in, it was a fait accompli, it was over. Trump was going to win by a landslide. The odds went to 8-1. Trump was an underdog to start the night, and then he went to 2-1 favorite, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 7-1, 8-1. He was running away with the election. At that moment, they announced five states would stop the count. At that moment, and that was it. He went from 8-1 to 4-1 to 2-1. I went to bed a 2-1 favorite for Trump. Woke up and found out Wisconsin and Michigan had flipped. Georgia was going to flip. Pennsylvania was going to flip. When they stopped the counting, they were going to flip suddenly because he was too far ahead. And they decided to add hundreds of thousands of Biden votes overnight. And then Biden was the favorite when I woke up. And it was all over. Oh, that's not a steal. No, that's not a steal. That's not a problem. That's not rigging. And don't forget, world-famous mathematician said 1 quadrillion to 1 that could have happened. With the lead that Trump had when they stopped counting, it was 1 quadrillion to 1 that he could lose the election. That's, I believe, either 100 or 1,000 trillions. I don't even know. You might want to look it up for me, Chris. What's a quadrillion? Q-U-A-D. Trillion. Quadrillion. Is that 1,000 trillions? Is that 100 trillions? It's infinitesimal. It might as well be infinity. The odds were zero that Trump could lose unless it was stolen. And everybody's forgotten that. They've forgotten about the pizza boxes on the windows. Because they couldn't allow anyone to look in while they were counting the votes. They forgot about the suitcase in Atlanta. That the minute they claimed there was a flood from a pipe that never broke, suitcases came out with thousands of fake ballots. And nobody cares. And no one thinks that means an election was stolen. Well, you know what? It's much more than that. It's the reaction or the overreaction of people on the Democrat side to us saying it's stolen and also to us saying we need audits, forensic audits. And their reaction is so telling. Oh, my God, the election wasn't stolen. You're all criminals. You're all evil. You're all liars. All Republicans are lying. You're delusional. You're crazy. You're nuts. You're weirdos. We're not going to do an audit. Why would we need an audit? Audit? Why does anyone need an audit? kind of like a guy saying, I didn't cheat on my wife, but you don't need to have a private eye follow me. You don't need to have a cameraman filming when I walk in the hotel room with my girlfriend. Why would you need to do that? I didn't do anything. Yeah, right. Okay. When you see the response, you know the guilt. Democrats are so scared of a forensic audit, and social media is so scared to allow anyone to ever talk about it that they ban you instantly for talking about it. Which is how you know the election was stolen. Right there, that's it. Crazy. Crazy. And speaking of crazy, there's so many crazy things going on. I'm going to lead off the show with a few of them. First of all, Kamala Harris is on the tarmac in Rhode Island to promote Biden's Getting Back on Track tour and meet with small business impacted by COVID lockdowns, which is the funniest thing I've ever heard. I will be the keynote speaker next Wednesday at an event for the Republican Chamber of Congress, Chamber of Commerce here in Las Vegas. And I'll be unloading on this myth, this lie, that COVID affected small business. No, COVID had no effect on small business. The effect on small business was liberal, a-hole governors who decided to destroy their lives. It's all based on Cloward Piven. Take away the money from the people who make the contributions to Republican politicians and believe in capitalism and believe in free speech. And believe in borders and sovereignty for a nation. And employ the middle class. Bankrupt them all, ruin their life, overwhelm the economy. Overwhelm it with debt from all the poor people coming across the border who don't speak English. Destroy this country with open borders and destroy this country with COVID lockdowns. It was a 1-2 punch that the Democrats put together to wipe out Trump. And steal the election. And don't forget, first Trump had the economy, greatest economy in history. They wiped it out with COVID. The COVID overreaction. And the COVID lockdowns. And then they accomplished another thing. They closed all the small businesses and all the restaurants. And that's where all the donations for Republicans, all the biggest supporters, own small business. Because you can't own, if you're listening to my voice right now, and you own any kind of business, and you're a Democrat, you're the dumbest effing person in the entire world. You are so dumb, you couldn't spell cat if I spotted you the C and the A. You must trip over your own, I won't say the word on national radio, but you're stupid. You're dumb. You're ignorant. You're a loser. If you're a business owner and you're not a Republican, you are just dumb with a capital D. Because Democrats destroy business every day with taxes, regulations, COVID lockdowns, Cloward Piven, opening the borders, bankrupting us all with debt, which raises our taxes to 90%. Look at California. Look at New York. In any case, Democrats are just beyond the pale. The COVID is not what stopped small business. What stopped small business is Democrats. But here's Kamala Harris on the tarmac in Rhode Island meeting with small businesses impacted by COVID lockdowns, promoting Biden's Get Back on Track tour. And she says goodbye to her husband as I guess she's going to get on the plane. Oh, it must be in Washington that she's saying goodbye to her husband as she gets on the plane to go to Rhode Island. I got it. So she's on the tarmac in Washington, D.C., and she kisses her husband, Doug, goodbye on the tarmac. And I've got the photo of it. And they're both wearing masks. And they kiss with the masks on outdoors. This is the idiocy of America, the idiocy of the Biden administration, the idiocy of Democrats, the idiocy of sheeple. If you kiss your loved one with a mask on outdoors, you're the dumbest person that ever lived. Let me add another layer of stupidity. If you kiss your loved one with a mask on outdoors after you've been vaccinated like a sheep, you're not even a sheep. You're a sheeple to the 9,000th degree squared. What did you get the vaccine for if you still have to kiss outdoors with masks on? These are the dumbest people on earth. There's never been dumber people. And, of course, they're making their own case why the vaccine doesn't work. And you're wondering why nobody wants the vaccine. In other words, Wayne Root's never been anti-vaccine. But if you're really going to tell me that if you take the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask, and you need a mask outdoors, and you need a mask to kiss the people you love outdoors, after taking the vaccine, then you've convinced me the vaccine is completely worthless, and nobody should get the vaccine. Who would ever listen to these people? They're such morons. Story number two that proves what morons we're dealing with. Iran puts out a video that shows them blowing up the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. An imagined missile attack on the Capitol building, killing all our congressmen. And as that's going on, we're negotiating with Iran and giving them everything they want in the Iran deal. That's because Democrats are the dumbest people in the world. That's because Joe Biden is brain dead with dementia. That's because John Kerry is bribed and is probably getting $1 billion for closing the Iran deal. And let me just suggest something. How about if I make up a video and it shows Wayne Root sending a missile into the Capitol building and killing all the congressmen? After I do that, can I negotiate with John Kerry and maybe you'll give me $100 billion? Does everybody who threatens to kill all our congressmen get $100 million or $100 billion or $1 trillion or pallets of cash? Is that what happens? Is that the way life works? Because the way I see it is after you threaten the Capitol, we blow your country up. After you threaten the Capitol, we put sanctions on Iran and we starve them to death. After you blow up the Capitol, we let Israel blow up all your nuclear power plants. That's how you respond to crazy mullahs. That's the only way to respond to crazy terrorist Muslim wacko mullahs. You don't encourage them. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this entire show, of course, is Trump Rules, my book, my latest book. It will be my second latest book soon, because I've got a new one coming out in about a month. But this one is the one that I put out in November. So it's for most people, it would be a very recent book. I'm putting out a new one. I'm kind of jumping out, pushing out books every few months or so. But Trump Rules was a big winner. It was number one in many categories at Amazon. And it was, I believe, at one point, 12 categories at once, it was number one. Trump Rules. It had nothing to do with politics, 100% to do with making money and self-help and personal development and changing your life with the top 10 Trump Rules that I have deciphered through 40 years of studying Donald Trump long before I ever knew his political persuasion. And just, you know, thought he was the most incredible businessman and self-promoter I'd ever seen in my life, and brander. And I was a kid at Columbia University and got to know the legend of Trump and decided I wanted to be like Trump. And finally, after 40 years of hitting Grand Slam home run winners, and that's me, not Trump, me hitting Grand Slam home run winners, I wanted to be Jimmy the Greek, and I became Jimmy the Greek's partner on national TV and built a career as the king of Vegas sports gambling, and built a TV career, and built a radio career, and built a book career with 14 books now and I think 7 bestsellers. And it's been quite a life, I'll tell you what. Homeschooling my kid to Harvard University and wanting to be the next Rush Limbaugh. And now we're in over 50 markets around the United States, including 2 new ones in the last couple of weeks, Phoenix and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We just added to the Wayne Root lineup at USA Radio. So it's been a great career. I owe it all to Donald Trump and the top 10 Trump rules, and I put them all down in writing and wrote the book Trump Rules. You can get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or check out my website, rootforamerica.com. I keep telling you that the election was stolen, and I keep telling you the tip-off is that they're so scared of the audit in Arizona and New Hampshire as well. They don't want the audit. What do you think the reason is they don't want the audit? If a man was cheating on his wife, he would say, I don't want you to hire a private eye. It's ridiculous. I've never cheated on you. There's no reason to hire a private eye. Why would you hire someone to follow me around? Because, of course, if you followed him around, what would you find? You'd find him walking into a hotel room with his girlfriend. So it's just very obvious that Democrats cheated because they're so scared and they just refuse to accept a forensic audit and they won't let you talk about it at Facebook or Twitter or any other site. What do you think that means? If someone bans you from talking about something, it's because they did it. They committed the very crime to try to stop you from talking about it. You'd have to be stupid to not understand that. You don't need to study psychology to understand that. Here's an article. The Democrats are really, really, really worried about the Arizona audit, and all of their big guns are now involved. They've tried to use the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, the Democrat Secretary of State in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, their attorneys, and their nonprofits. Now they're bringing their biggest guns to Republicans and onlookers who don't fully understand what's going on in Maricopa County, Arizona. This is war. Joe Biden supposedly won Maricopa County in 2020 by 40,000 votes. He was the first Democrat to win the county since Harry Truman. This miracle happened only a few weeks after Biden and his VP candidate Kamala held an event in the county and no one showed up. I've talked about that on my show so many times. Maricopa, Phoenix, they showed up. Nobody was there. There wasn't a person there to greet Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Yet he won by 40,000 votes, the most any Democrat since Truman. The first Democrat to win Maricopa since Truman. It was a miracle. No, it was fraud. And ever since all those final fraud numbers were invented, literally invented out of thin air, there's been a defensive effort to prevent any legitimate audits of the results. Now here we are with an audit taking place, and the results that includes a forensic review of all of the 2.1 million ballots recorded in this election in Maricopa and a review of 6 truckloads of voting machines used in the election. And the Democrats are going crazy because they don't want the audit. They've got to stop the audit. Why? Don't you understand the normal response if you won an election and we're all idiots and we're all crazy and we're all stupid? The normal response is go ahead and audit all you want. The normal response is talk about it all you want. You're only making idiots of yourselves. These are abnormal responses. And abnormal responses and overreactive responses are indicative of a guilty party. Last week, 3 of the Democrats' largest weapons wrote a letter to the DOJ demanding they step in and stop the audit based on what participants in the audit claimed were lies. And the entities that signed the letter were big nonprofit guns. The Brennan Center, the Protect Democracy, and the Leadership Conference signed letters to the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ asking them to get involved and stop the audit. Why? The normal response would be, go ahead and audit. We won the election. But that's not the normal response because they stole the election. We know they stole it. And once we find out we steal it, a revolution begins. A civil war might break out. And they're scared to death of what's about to happen.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden highlighting some help that is going to the restaurant industry that they received in the latest COVID-19 stimulus package.
When COVID-19 pandemic struck, our nation's restaurants were some of the first hit and the worst hit. In 2020, 2.3 million restaurant jobs disappeared.
That stimulus plan also increased unemployment benefits to the fact that John Mata, chairman of the Coalition of Franchisee Associations, says his franchisees are having a hard time finding workers as many people are just content to stay home and collect unemployment benefits. The Biden Justice Department says it will appeal a federal judge's ruling to overturn the national eviction ban. This comes after a Trump appointee judge threw out the order, giving a win to property owners who have fought the moratorium. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We'll be right back.
Nationwide Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you want peace, prepare for war, is what General Washington, George Washington, had to say. And I... The root is on fire. The country appears to be on fire. Great guest coming up in just a second. Ken Starr, former attorney, independent counsel and attorney, who headed up the investigation against former President Bill Clinton. But first, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance, an alternative. But it's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. And here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members, and they paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. So you're dealing with a real company. And second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved well over $120,000 since I joined 6 years ago. So would you like to look in your bank account and see an extra $120,000? Who wouldn't want an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call Liberty at 855-58, Liberty 855-58 Liberty, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Either way, let them know that Wayne Root sent you, and they will roll out the red carpet. We've got our guest. I'm rolling out the red carpet. How's that for a segue? For Ken Starr, the attorney, independent counsel who headed up the investigation against former President Bill Clinton in the impeachment, and author of the new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. Religious Liberty in Crisis by Ken Starr. Great to have you on the show, Mr. Starr. How are you? Wayne Root.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, this book explores how our religious liberties are in crisis, and I want to hear what you have to say about that. But I also want to throw in that, you know, me as a businessman, not just a religious person or a Christian person, a businessman, I believe capitalism is even more threatened than religious liberty. Personal freedom and also economic freedom are being, at this point, threatened, as well as our ability to even speak, on the radio, on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook. I'm banned for life from Twitter. You know why they banned me for life? For questioning the election with President Trump, for daring to question, was it kosher? Was it okay? Was there fraud? You can't ask those questions. They banned me for life. What's happened to our country?
Yes, freedom is definitely under assault, and freedom is making a great point, Wayne, and that is freedom is a bundle, right? You start taking out one part of freedom and the others are in jeopardy as well. And I think we've undergone a huge, huge shift in this country. We have moved away from a culture of freedom to a culture of control, coercion, silencing, the so-called cancel culture that I talk about in my book. And we need to restore. We need to have a restoration of the attitude of freedom in the culture. Here's the good news. There is good news, and that is with respect to religious freedom and, frankly, other freedoms as well. The Supreme Court of the United States has, by and large, been our friend. When lower courts get it wrong, when the governors get it wrong, the Supreme Court has rallied to the cause of freedom. So we should be very thankful for that, but I think we also need to, as you say, we need to prepare ourselves for the fight that we're very much in, and that's what this book is all about. It's intended to be an education tool, self-education, so that people are prepared to really engage in this fight for freedom.
All right, so before I get more into the book, I got to ask a question that I'm just bursting to ask you. You know, I'm not a lawyer, but I did study law for 4 years. I was pre-law at Columbia University, and I played a lawyer on TV. I've been in many TV ads here in Vegas and Los Angeles as a spokesman for law firms. And so what little I know about the law, this I could tell you. even though I'm a big conservative Republican, even though I'm a big law and order guy, even though I'm a big pro-police guy and a pro-prosecutor guy and I hate the criminals, I've always felt the single most important bedrock principle of America is when you do something wrong, you've got the sanctity of the lawyer, right? The lawyer is supposed to be able to talk to his client, and the client should never fear that the lawyer is going to be raided, that they're going to take information from his home, his office, his safe. I've never heard of lawyers for mobsters being raided. I've never heard of lawyers for the Mexican drug cartel being raided. I've never heard of lawyers for mass murderers, Charles Manson, being raided. But if you're a Donald Trump attorney, Michael Cohen, Rudy Giuliani, lawyers at any moment are in peril. If you represent Trump, they will come raid you at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, with 50 machine gun toting SWAT teams. What kind of country is this? Have we become a banana republic?
Well, I tell you, if we don't protect that privilege, the right of the lawyer and the client to say, look, I don't want you to help me participate in any kind of crime. I want to be clear, but I need you to help protect my rights and so forth. That is absolutely sacrosanct. And if the courts aren't stepping in, and sometimes they don't, then shame on them. But the rules are absolutely clear. And now what we have to do is enforcement when there are violations of the rules. Then we've got to see the appropriate authorities step in, including the bar for that matter. So, yeah. Prosecutor, look, I was a prosecutor. I was accused of misconduct. The charges were unfounded. I was exonerated. My people were exonerated when the charges came. But when those charges are meritorious, then we've got to hold prosecutors and law enforcement, going to hold them to account.
But, I mean, when you were an attorney all those years, and a prosecutor all those years, and we're talking to the great Ken Starr, did you ever raid a lawyer's office to find out what your opposing lawyer was talking about with their client?
No, and I never would have considered doing such a thing. It was never
right.
recommended to me. And if it had been recommended, the answer would have been no. And what is it that you don't understand about the word no? Absolutely
right.
not. Completely
right.
out of the question. Totally
so
out
isn't
of the
this
question.
Just isn't this just shocking to you? Isn't it scary? It's very scary to me because now you don't know when you speak to your lawyer whether that information is private. I'm always thinking as a conservative talk show host that they hate, that they targeted again with the IRS under Obama. I was targeted and harassed, and they tried to destroy me with the IRS because I was on Fox News all the time talking about what a terrible President Obama was. And next thing you know, I'm under IRS assault. So I'm thinking now with Biden, every word I say on my phone must be being listened to. All my texts, all my emails must be being watched. And if I ever spoke to a lawyer, my fear is they're listening in on the conversation. I don't think anybody's safe anymore if you're an opponent of this administration.
Well, I certainly hope that's not true, but I will say this. There were very serious charges back during the Obama administration, and you may have been one of the victims of it, that there was a politicization of it. And I'll just say this. That is so horrible. That is so wretched. That's one of the bases on which Richard Nixon was impeached. When you read the articles of impeachment going back to the days of Richard Nixon, you'll see Article 2 had to do with exactly that kind of thing. The abuse of the power of the executive branch, including the IRS, it just should not happen in a free country. And where are the sentinels, the media? They need to be. And, of course, I know the answer. They're not going to rally around, but they
no.
should, and shame on them if they don't. Yeah.
It's very scary, and I think another thing that's scary, let me get into another topic with you. You know, the Supreme Court. You know, everybody says, you know, they weighed in, and the election wasn't stolen, it wasn't rigged, and the federal courts all turned down Trump's lawsuits. But I have a very different way of looking at it. I think judges were scared to death that the liberal mob would destroy their lives, would burn down their homes. They, you know, just like that lawyer who was toting his gun in St. Louis when the mob came to his mansion, him and his wife came outside. They saved their lives, that husband and wife, by having guns in their hands. And yet the liberal mob was going to burn their mansion to the ground. And then the prosecutor tried to put them in prison for defending their own home. It seems to me judges are scared of overturning a presidential election and handing election that Biden supposedly won to a Trump. They didn't look at the merits of the case. They were scared for their lives and that the country would burn down and they'd be blamed. And you have to admit that mob justice is on judges' minds.
Well, I don't know what's on their minds, but certainly I agree that one or more of those cases should have been taken. And we did not, in fact, have a full airing of all of the evidence of the various state cases. They were washed out on one ground or another, but there was not a trial. It was not a beautiful situation at all in terms of the way the American legal system responded to all this. But we cannot have it in this country that judges feel imperiled that they cannot, in fact, do their duty and to exercise their independent judgment. You note that there were some dissents, especially on the Pennsylvania case, and we can all have theories about why the Supreme Court did not take one or more of the cases. The one that was, I found, very hard to understand why the court did not take the case was the Pennsylvania case,
right,
where there seemed to me to be a right, very clear violation of the Constitution of the way.
Right. And by the way,
the court of Pennsylvania conducted itself.
And by the way, Ken, what about the Texas case? Yeah. Maybe it wasn't as strong as the Pennsylvania one, but I believe it was like 18 or 19 state attorney generals joined in. So if, you know, if a large portion of the states of America are asking you to take a case that determines the election for the president of the United States, you could take the case. I think that's what the Supreme Court is made for, you know? It sure seems that way. Ken, could you stay for one more segment so we could just dig into your book in the next segment, more about religious freedom?
Absolutely.
All right, so thank stay you through the break. It's a four-minute break. When we get back, we'll dig into Ken's new book, which is called Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. I just had to get all those questions out for you, Ken. I'm sorry they've been bothering me. I had to ask a great lawyer about them. We'll be right back. More with religious freedom in this country with Ken Starr. Wayne Allyn-Root. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmON.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Raw,
and unfiltered.
So here's...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We are with Ken Starr, attorney, independent counsel, headed up the investigation that led to former President Bill Clinton's impeachment, author of the new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. Ken Starr, welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be with you.
So how can we actually protect our rights of religious freedom and be more active in advancing the cause of liberty? That's the million-dollar question. I give speeches to Republican groups all over the United States, Ken, Christian groups, conservative groups, and everybody loves my speeches, and they give me standing ovations. Then afterwards, they all say the same thing. But, Wayne, how do we stop the encroaching socialism, Marxism, communism, progressivism, and attempts to steal our freedom? And that's the tough question that I don't know if anybody has the real answer for, but let's see what you have to say. How do you really, what's the solution to protecting religious freedom?
Well, there's a tried and true solution, and that is, first of all, we educate ourselves, and then we stand up for our rights. But we've got to educate ourselves. We may say, I don't like what the government is doing. But what is it the government is doing that is violating the Constitution? We need to be constitutionally intelligent. We don't need to go to law school. But, for example, if the government cuts, and this just happened, the Supreme Court just decided this case. Here is an African-American convert to Christianity. He is sharing his faith on a public, he was a college student, and he was sharing his faith, and someone took offense, and the security said, you've got to stop. He was very aware of his rights. He engages a wonderful group called Alliance Defending Freedom. A lawsuit is filed. Almost instantly, that college changed its policy. But then the case has gone on all the way to the Supreme Court, and he's vindicated in terms of the right to receive damages and so forth, even though the college changed its policy. Let's inform ourselves of our rights. That's what this book is all about. Let's inform ourselves about the great principles of religious freedom, which provide the bedrock freedom. The very first freedom in the First Amendment is religious freedom, and that is exactly what the founding generation wanted. You protect that first and foremost. You obviously protect the other liberties as well. This book is designed as a way to equip ourselves for the battles that are already underway with church closures and the like.
Yeah, liberals want to change everything, Ken Starr. You know, it's like the Constitution to me is the Constitution. That's it. That's the law of the land. They think it's something that could be changed every day. The Bible is the Bible, but they think the Bible could be changed every day. All those rules are old. They don't count anymore. How do you counteract a liberal when they say something to you like that?
Well, I said, look, the test of time and look at the very good things that churches have done, religious institutions, especially in this country. A Harvard sociologist named Robert Putnam did a wonderful book a few years ago called American Grace. How many hospitals have you seen? How many orphanages have you seen that were founded by the American Atheist Society or the American Humanist Society?
Exactly.
Churches do good works. They make the communities better. This is not just a matter of opinion. It's social science. It's true in other countries as well. Where religious freedom is allowed to flourish, incomes go up, health outcomes go up, education outcomes go up. Allow religious freedom, and that ends up leavening the entire society and making it better. The founding generation understood that. The founding generation, the very first Congress passed a law that said this. George Washington signed it into law. Religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. Schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. That was for Ohio and Indiana, what was called the Northwest Territory in those days. David McCulloch wrote a wonderful book about it called Pioneers, about this kind of frame of mind. Let's allow religious institutions and religious freedom to flourish, and society will be better for it. But you're absolutely right. There's a different view, which is religion is harmful. We need to get rid of it, or at least keep it off in the corner somewhere so it doesn't harm anyone.
Well, you know, what I see, you know, I totally agree with you, Ken, because what I see is when you meet someone who's very religious Christian, I see happiness. And I see just a faith that your life will go well and that you'll have a great place to go after your life. When I meet atheists, I see the most unhappy people in the world. And they're fearful. You know, I've never been scared of COVID. Yeah, it's bad. I've never said it doesn't exist. It's there. It's a very bad flu. And some people will die. But I've never had a moment where I woke up and went, oh, God, I'm not going to work today. I'm so scared of COVID. You look at liberals. They're hiding in their homes with masks on. They're so they can't believe you go to church on a Sunday when COVID's in the air. Oh my God, they're always scared and unhappy. I think religion gives you a bit of happiness and a lack of fear all the time. You shouldn't be scared all day long, right?
You know who is with you? George Washington and the First Congress. So we need to revive that kind of very healthy idea. Religion is very good for society.
There you go. Ken Starr's new book is Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. We appreciate a great patriot and a great legal mind. Thank you, Ken Starr, for coming on the Wayne on the Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for all you've done for America. Great man, Ken Starr. Proud to have you on the show. Wayne on the Root, the warrior. We'll be back. Just a reminder, by the way, my email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, wayneroot@gmail.com. And, of course, my website, rootforamerica.com. And you can see my opinions all day at Parler, not at Twitter. I've been banned for life from Twitter. That's a badge of honor. But I'm at Parler, at Real Wayne Root, at Parler. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your choice plans.